I mean, never easy to face the music, as I say, when after a defeat like that. What's your initial reaction?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm very disappointed. You know, if the boys' effort gave 100% there all day long, but we were decent going forward, but we're probably naive going back. Far too porous, you know, right from the top right down the field, you know. And that's, we're probably just we're still learning. We're probably naive enough as a group in the sense of that aspect of the game at county level. You know, Kildare showed their cynical side today. You know, they took a lot of stick coming into the game. I must say they didn't bring any niceties to Derry today, and that's fair play to them.
Yeah. Tell me, you should have been reasonably happy at half time, even though you had given away a bad goal. You know, as you said, defensive frailty let Darlin for that goal. But you were still in the game at half time, 2 points down.
Yeah, totally in the game. You know, goals have been killing Derry probably in the championship for the last 4 or 5 years. It's probably something that has still, this last 2 weeks has caused us bother. It's, you know, as I say, that's the things we've got to work on. We've got to shut out. It's a big game at the senior level now. If you know, we need probably more time, but probably a more favourable draw to get a wee bit of momentum into ourselves and get our house in order that bit better. But look, we get Donegal, and then you get probably the toughest draw you can get outside of Mayo and Tyrone. And you know, they showed their quality today. You know, they're a big, strong, athletic side, no matter what anybody says to them. You know.
And I suppose the game really turned in the early minutes of the second half. You had 2 chances at a goal. You know, Shane McGuigan had the first shot, and you know, to save, and then the ball was taken off the line the second time, and then they go down the field and get a goal.
Exactly, that's it. And goals just don't get 3 points. They swing the whole momentum of the game. We needed everything going our way. We needed decisions. We needed, you know, the goals going in at that point. And that was tough, you know. I mean, it was a defender, I think, cleared it absolutely off the line the second bite we got at it. And that would have given us a real boost and a real lift going into that start of the second half. And then straight away, we had maybe one turnover, a couple of turnovers that just really hung us in the sense that it put daylight between us. You know, they got a score from it. But
You did have a comeback after that, and you reduced it to 4, but that was as good as it got.
That was as good as it got, you know. And as I say, it's just disappointing, you know. The boys gave everything to try and close that gap, but look, then you get man sent off for nothing. So,
what do you make of the Mark Lynch sending off? Because
nobody seems to know what it's about. I mean, just David Colder had a poor game, and they just can't figure him out at all.
Yeah. Kildare physically very strong, very physical.
Yeah, very physical. We would be behind in that regard. You know, you can see the work that they've done, and that's where it's at county level. The boys are all doing their work, and they're a good age profile. They're all young men as well, and look, they're a decent side. They were in Leinster final last year. They've had a rough couple of weeks there or whatever after the Carlow thing, but to me that was just pure freak, and I think they'll show that in the championship.